At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I am sorry. Are you okay?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm hustling.
He is the fighting pride of Omaha, Nebraska.
He's good at what he do.
Defender. Hey, Daddy.
Undefeated WBO lightweight champion of the world.
Hey, Daddy. Terrence.
Taking, you know, any credit away from Arrow, he's a great fighter. He's good at what he do. But when you compare him to Terrence Crawford, there's no comparison. I'm just a better fighter.
Sit back and watch this. I promise you something. I promise you something. All that shit you talking don't mean nothing. I can bump my guns at you and you can bump your guns at me, but at the end of the day, them two brothers got to get in the ring.
Hey, Dad, it's a dollar.
We been here before. You try to get there, all right? I can tell you how it is to be undisputed. You can't tell me shit.
This is dollar.
Hey, Daddy.
Y'all support y'all fighter. Let's come together. Make this event a success.
BoxingWiz.com.
Everything about Terrence Crawford is better than Errol Spence Jr.
BoxingWiz.com. BoxingWiz.com.
Boxing fans, are you ready?
Hey, Daddy.
BoxingWiz.com.
Canelo, are you ready?
I was born ready.
Considered by many to be, pound for pound, the best fighter in the world today. Four division, five-time world champion.
Oh, look at this guy.
He is now boxing's first ever undisputed super middleweight champion of the world.
Damas y caballeros de Guadalajara, Jalisco, México.
¡Viva México, cabrones!
You know my level. And you will see. Because I'm gonna fuck out everybody.
You know, I mean, I would love to fight Canelo. I would love to show the world that I'm the best.
I wanna get Canelo out here to Houston.
So Canelo, where your cojones at? Let's get it.
Payday, payday. I know that. Man, you fight with nobody.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
Listos, pelos, chingazos.
He smacked the shit out of Canelo in
Get
person.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Please. I'm gonna knock out this guy.
The culmination is complete. All hail King Canelo.
Mira, en este momento puedo hacer lo que yo quiera, ¿no?
Saúl Canelo Alvarez.
SDS Promotions.
That's funny. You think that's funny?
A little bit.
What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to our second edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, your second show every day, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern, where we get back together and we talk a little bit of boxing. Today, it seems like we got a topic we might have overlooked. We might have not truly heard the audio coming from Turki Alaşık that essentially tells us what we all want and what we wanted to hear. Is the $200 million for David Benavidez a lot of money? Yes. Is the $150 a lot of money for Canelo versus Crawford? Yup. But based off these quotes and audio, maybe it's not that much money. Maybe it's not that big a deal. Because according to Turki Alaşık, and I quote, no one is going to pay you that amount of money. It must be realistic. There is nothing impossible. We'll see what happens in the future, but if anyone can do it, it's Riyadh season. Now, these quotes may be a little out of context, right? There are questions in between here where Charlie Parsons is speaking to Turki Alaşık, but what we didn't notice is that Turki Alaşık is being very clear. The only ones that can get these two fights done are his company. But let's play that audio.
Would you still like to do the Terence Crawford fight with Canelo at 168 pounds?
What I am dream?
Yeah.
I like to see it against Crawford. I like to see it against Benavidez.
Yeah, see, this is... I have wanted to see the Benavidez fight for a long, long time. Now, Canelo says that... Obviously, we know that they're both Mexican. A loss for Canelo would obviously be damaging for his legacy, right? We're hearing the figure that he is giving is about $200 million. Obviously, that seems far too much. We understand the figures in boxing. Does he have to be realistic as well?
Of course, no one pay this kind of money.
No.
Yeah.
Now I just want to break that down, right? Like let's pull up the quote real quick. And as you can see, you know, Charlie is obviously having a conversation with Turki Alaşık. So there's interjections in this audio. Going to the screen share here, you can see that certain things are said, and that's what's important. As you can see, he says, no one is going to pay you that amount of money. It must be realistic. That should be in brackets, not parentheses, because that's an editor's quote, or at least the interviewer saying it must be realistic. Then Alaşık comes back and says, there is nothing impossible. We'll see what happens in the future, but if anyone can do it, it's Riyadh season. Obviously, that is the company which he represents and works for, so... If anyone can do it, it would be his company. Let's get back to the audio.
Realistic as well.
Of course. No one pay this kind of money.
No.
Yeah.
Do you have hope that we ever see that fight as boxing fans? That's the one we want the most.
There is nothing impossible. Okay. Let's see in the future what happened. But if someone can do it, it is Riyadh season.
So if anyone can do it, it is Riyadh season, right? So he believes, while the number is a little crazy, you know, if push came to shove, only Riyadh season can do it. And we all know that the number isn't crazy. You know, going off the going rate, going off what some of these other fighters have been getting paid, not named Canelo Alvarez from His Excellency himself. So if you're going to give Ngannou a bunch of $1 million, which we won't put a number on it just in case these reported figures are wrong. What we do know is that Ngannou made a lot of money, more money than most heavyweights, and for sure more money than he's ever made in his entire UFC career. So a guy like Canelo, who's been putting it down since 15, he hears that, and there's no way he wants to be in the same tax bracket, because guess what? They're not the same. Y'all not like us, right? So Al-Sheik knows that, and he's got to pay like he weighs. It's just the bottom line. And the fact that he's already realized that at least brings us a step closer. Now, I'm not saying fork over $200 million and $150 million to get these fights done, but I'm sure we can get close to those numbers to get these fights done. And these are the biggest fights in boxing, specifically David versus Canelo. If anyone should get the opportunity first, it should be Canelo. But I feel like if we're going to pay Canelo all this money, we should get two fights. And ideally, the Crawford fight would be first so that Canelo has more of an opportunity of beating Crawford and going into the next fight versus David. Where back, you know, backwards, it probably won't work out that way, right? Many believe David could be the winner in that Canelo Alvarez fight. Hence, if they fight first, there is no Canelo Crawford. You know, that's up to the fight fans to decide. And obviously, Al-Sheik, if he wants to believe in Crawford, think Crawford can get it done, he's got to put Crawford first and hopes that he defeats David, which means, you know, no more David Canelo fight. But Two-Tone, the superstar, what's going on, champ?
What's popping? What's popping?
Chilling, man. Just reviewing this audio and realizing we might have missed a key word or two. Al-Sheik made it clear that if anybody can pay these amounts to Canelo Alvarez, it's obviously Riyadh Season, the company which he works for. And he said that nothing is impossible. Rather than staying on his original stance that the number was absurd and way too much and that Canelo needs to stay realistic, now the tune has changed. Nothing's impossible. And if anybody can do it, it's Riyadh Season. And believe me, there's a lot of American fans that would be very happy and pleased with Saudi Arabia and His Excellency if they can get us the David Benavidez Canelo fight. But as I was telling the audience, if you're Turkey, what do you do? Do you give the fight fans David first and potentially never get the Canelo-Crawford fight? Because many believe David will beat Canelo. Or do you give Crawford the Canelo fight first and hopes that Canelo can actually beat Crawford, but then you never get the David fight? Either or, rock and hard place. Who gets the fight first? I feel like David deserves it. You know, obviously Crawford gets to jump the line, according to his fans, because of all his accomplishments, but David's been the one waiting there. Now, we're going to get a lot of comparisons and a lot of people spewing hate in all directions, and they'll say David lost his belt. He lost his chance. It's his fault. Crawford's been doing what he needs to do. He's been seeking a big fight. This is his big fight. I don't know who's in the right, who's in the wrong. All I do know is that Al-Sheik could put an end to this by simply granting one of the two the fight versus Canelo Alvarez, which obviously we know now Canelo's open to sitting down with Al-Sheik after the Berlanga fight. And it sounds based off this interview that, you know, Al-Sheik is willing to sit down with Canelo, but he felt, not in this interview, but there's other quotes, he felt like he wasn't 100% sure if the message he received was from Canelo in a previous interview. But, you know, I don't think Canelo or people are just going to be contacting Turkey Al-Sheik on behalf of Canelo without the consent of Canelito Alvarez and Eddie Reynoso. But, yeah, man, what did you think of this? Should I play the audio again for you so you know exactly what's being said?
Yes, let me hear the audio.
Would you still like to do the Terence Crawford fight with Canelo at 168 pounds?
What I am dream?
Yeah.
I like to see it against Crawford. I like to see it against Benavidez.
Yeah, see, this is... I have wanted to see the Benavidez fight for a long, long time. Now, Canelo says that... Obviously, we know that they're both Mexican. A loss for Canelo would obviously be damaging for his legacy, right? We're hearing the figure that he is giving is about 200 million. Obviously, that seems far too much. We understand the figures in boxing. Does he have to be realistic as well?
Of course. No one pays this kind of money.
No.
Yeah.
Do you have hope that we ever see that fight as boxing fans? That's the one we want the most.
There is nothing impossible.
Okay.
Let's see in the future what happened. But if someone can do it, it is Riyadh season.
Yeah.
Does that give you confidence? His words, the way that he makes it seem that if someone can do it, it certainly is company. Does that mean he's willing to do it, or is that just saying, hey, we're the only ones rich enough, don't mean we're going to do it?
Yeah, that's exactly what it means to me. They say we got the bag, but ultimately Turkey out of Sheik, at some point he wants to turn a profit. And the only way to turn a profit in this situation is going to be with Terrence Bud Crawford. With that fight, you have arguably Terrence Bud Crawford's legacy of being one of the greatest fighters of all time. If he could, if he can win that fight, casuals know Terrence Bud Crawford. Obviously, they know Canelo. That's the fight to make right now. With David, you're not going to make enough money on the pay-per-views to cover $200 million. It's not going to do 2.5 million pay-per-view buys. David Benavidez is just not that popular. That's just a guaranteed financial L. With Terrence Bud Crawford, you're definitely going to turn a profit.
I got Keenan Lofton. $2 super chat. He says, Canelo versus GGG4. Let's get it. Laughing out loud emoji. Money bag emoji. Yeah, not interested. We'll pass on that, but certainly would prefer either Crawford or Benavidez. Phone lines are open for anybody who wants to voice their opinion. This is the subject. Turkey Alashik has made it clear that if anyone can pay these two men the amount of money needed to step in the ring with Canelo Alvarez, it will be Riyadh season. That being said, the clock is ticking. Is he actually going to do it? And will we get this fight? Once again, Discord is available if you want to call in, and so is Twitter Spaces. Rez, what it do?
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, I agree with Tuto, and I feel like that was just a statement saying we can pay it, but it doesn't mean we are going to pay it. Yeah, I don't believe Turkey can make a profit from either of those fights unless he do like a bundle, like $200 million for Crawford and David Benavidez. I feel like that would be a little bit more realistic, a two-fight deal for $200 million rather than just $200 million for one fight. What do you think about that, Nas?
I mean, listen, I'll take it any way he gives it to us. You know, $200 million two-fight deal is still $100 million each. There's still a come up. You know, you ain't going to get that nowhere else. I would jump on it. You know what I mean? But again, I'm not Canelo. I don't have his negotiation power. But $200 million, two fights, that sounds amazing to me.
Yeah, literally. Shit. Especially if you say Crawford's too small. You know, the only real challenge I see him is for David Benavidez. But yeah, like I said, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that was just saying that to like a subtle way saying to Canelo, like, you know, we're going to pay you that fucking money. My bad for cursing, but unless it's us. But even interview, Turkey Alashik will say he has to be more realistic, you know? So that's why I feel like he ain't really going to pay it to $200 million. He said, we got it, but we ain't going to pay it. You got to be more realistic. But, yeah, Ness, I'm about to finish my work. I just want to give my first take on it. Shout out to you. Shout out to Tuto. I'll be listening to the rest of the show.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. It's the instigator, Kevin. What up? Instigator on Discord. Yo, so I was going to go with the Shakur topic, which you would have thought. You think we would have got a lot of callers because he said, you know, first day of camp. So I was going, you know, like, miracle round, who's it going to be, Tank, Zepeda, or Cordina?
Oh, yeah. We would have got callers. He in camp for Cordina.
Mm.
This is a Cordina camp. Somebody was saying that he was crying that he can't find no opponent and it's not his fault. I mean, a lot of people, he is the bookie man. I mean, Zepeda ducked him multiple times. Pitbull ducked him multiple times. I just don't understand why he just don't go fight.
Shout out Cliff, what up?
Yo, I'm glad you did this topic because the Shakur topic would have just pissed me off the way, like, I keep acting with that man. But anyway, I'm saying we can get that one whenever you're ready, though. Yo, your monologue, whatever you call it, your intro, you touched everything. You handled it right. This is the TBB that I fuck with. Yo, you kept it 100. You gave every angle. You said everything that all the callers are going to say. You wasn't biased. You wasn't out here stirring shit up just to stir shit up. I appreciate it. But what the callers is going to call in and say that I don't want to fucking hear. Excuse me. I don't want to hear people calling talking about Sheik's profits like the first caller. Who cares what he makes? You're not making no money off. Us as fans, we not getting no money. We just want to see the fight. Who cares if he's not going to turn a profit? If he is, if he ain't, if he, whatever he's doing it for. We not that guy who Ness did the long interview with. Like, it don't matter if Sheik is what Sheik's doing. If he's giving us what we want, just take it while it's here. As long as it lasts, let's enjoy this. It's like the stimulus checks in 2020. Get your stimmy, man. Get your $600 a week and stack up like why Turk is here. So I think he will do it. I think that's why Turk is here. I think he will do it. Eventually, he's going to cave in. And I was one of the people to say it when Canelo first asked for the 200 and people said it was outrageous. And then they waffled and said, all right, we could give it to him. Now it's outrageous again. I, from the beginning, felt like it's possible because we've seen similar numbers in the past and way in the past. Even though I don't think David Canelo or Canelo Bud is as big as like Pacquiao Floyd, I don't think it reaches that tight. Like, it's not that big of a fight. It's pretty damn close. And I think Turk is, if we could do that without Turk, with Turk, I think we can do it again. So I think it's going to go. And I don't care what he make off of it and whatnot. And I think Crawford should get the fight first. It's like Ness said in the monologue. His fans are going to say accomplishments and blah, blah, blah. And that's exactly how I feel. So Ness said everything we're going to all say. And David lost his belt on the scale, but it's the better fight and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I hear that side of the argument too. So, but I would take Crawford first, obviously, because he's more likely to lose, even though I think he spoiled the plans. David second, and let's run it. It's Christmas. That's my call.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
All right, shout out Cliff. If you want to call in, Discord available. Twitter Spaces is also available. We got Joe Pilot. What up? Looks like Blog Talk is down. I'm trying to get that going, but it is not connected, so it must be a maintenance issue yet again.
Dime, Albert. Come on, hoy.
Clarito.
It's him again. You already know, man. Yeah, man. You know, Big Turkey came back to the table. I think Turkey probably got advised that, hey, you know, you're kind of talking to these guys like they're livestock. Like you can just talk to them however you want. You know how that's a, you know how it is in the hood when you like somebody says something about somebody and they go to him, confront him, the guy that heard something. And what do they say? Oh, nah, I didn't say it like that. So that's what Turkey's doing. He's backtracking. He know what he said. And he know what Canelo said. Canelo ain't say nothing to him. But, you know, he had to say, oh, you know, he peeled the card. I didn't understand. It was a misunderstanding. Yeah, he took the short. But, you know, most great men have to take a short eventually in life if they ever want to go forward. So, you know, good move from Turkey. And, yeah, man, let's get Canelo versus Bud or Canelo versus Benavidez. But then I got to, you know, I just don't know what weight class for the Benavidez because he moved up. You think he's probably willing to move back down, right, for Canelo?
He better be willing to move back down for the biggest fight of his life.
I mean, I don't know. This man didn't want to pull the mandatory from the WBC. Who knows what he's willing to do, you know? He didn't do what William Scull did. You know, and I like Benavidez. He's a, you know, he's an entertaining fighter, but still doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah, I mean, he was going to wait regardless, 68 or 75. Might as well wait it at 68 where there's bigger names. But, you know, yeah, or Crawford, you know, maybe Crawford, throw Crawford in there. But I think he's just saying that $200 million just to negotiate a little lower. I don't think he's actually, you know, I think he's stronghold on that 250. I mean, that 200, 150. I think it's probably maybe a little bit like $100 million, maybe $80 million. You know, he's probably trying to get the largest guaranteed. What Riyadh Season has given anybody, since he is the biggest name, you know, in America. Because, you know, AJ might be bigger and known internationally because he's a heavyweight from the UK and all that. But Canelo, you know, Canelo's big out here in America where it matters. You know, AJ came here and got the Joloff Rice beaten out of him in New York City and got never came back. So, you know, yeah, man, it's different out here in USA. And, yeah, I want to see Crawford get in the ring. I heard about Crawford and Triple G. I don't want to really see that fight, but I guess it's a step in the right direction if Crawford is really going to do that. You know, Triple G is slow as molasses right now, so he can probably avoid a lot of them punches and, you know, win by decision. He's definitely not knocking out Triple G. So, you know, that would be a good move too, you know. Got a same name under the hat. The only other guy to beat Triple G was Canelo. So, you know, you'll have that in common with him. And then, yeah, you just then move up to 68. Or if not, don't do that at all and just get the get your payday at 68. Get the, you know, there to be great compliments and
you may feel like
go into the Nebraska sunset. I'm out.
Yo, Bradley out here wilding, bro. Talking about Canelo need to stay far, far away from M. Billy. Hey, yo. I can't wait for the day I get a top rank check or ESPN check. Them checks got to be real. Them dudes get up there and just straight turn to liars.
Yeah, that's musty work. Musty work from Tim right there, respectfully. Musty work.
He is bugging. He said he better stay away from M. Billy.
Canelo cooked that man.
Yo, then he called him the monster, M. Billy. Anybody just taking a monster name now? Yo, I'm out here, like, Make-A-Wish Fund. You know, Team Rashidi hit me up. Like, yo, see if Pro Box, you know, if I could get that number. I'm like, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Let's get Rashidi back speedy. Because PBC had him looking fucking needy. But it's a rollout.
Crazy.
But it's a rollout, you know. Leave it to some. They rolled out. Noble, what up?
Peace. Peace and blessings. What's pop?
Chilling.
Indeed. Two-tone. So, yeah. It's my question in general, man. How can a five-figure earner, how can they possibly conceive how a six-figure earner structures his business model, right? And then how can a six-figure earner possibly conceive how a seven-figure earner constructs his business model? Get what I'm saying? And then tell me, how can a seven-figure earner possibly conceive how a billionaire constructs his business model, which leads to the next point. How can a billionaire possibly conceive how a person who has almost at least, you know, close to a trillion in resources conceive how he is going to structure his business model and how far ahead he's going to think? When I was broke, I couldn't think to the next day. I was just thinking about the next meal. When I started earning some money, I could think a little bit more. I could strategize a little bit more long term, right? When I started making more money and getting into a higher tax bracket, I could strategize 5-10 years down the line. What I'm saying is this. The Saudi government is strategizing past Turki Al-Sheikh's lifetime. So when he's allocated to spend on what he's allocated to spend on fights, you know what I'm saying? Because, of course, he's going to have to answer to somebody. I don't know the particulars, but he's not the king. He's not the crown prince. He's more like Simi, right? But what I'm saying is this. when they thinking about their business model and their strategies and their structure and what they want to do with their cash that they have on hand now, the liquid resources that they have on hand now, how is it possible that me or anybody else who's a 5 or 6 figure earner can even imagine that they can think about what you know what I'm saying, like what their projections are, what they trying to do, what they can make back and all this other type of shit. This ain't even boxing talk. And the shit sound foolish. But anyways, I like Crawford and Canelo, that's cool, but I like Crawford and Virgil. Like I said before, and I'll say it again.
No, but you lost me. What sounds foolish and who's talking about whose business? This is Alice Sheik telling an interviewer that if anyone can pay, it's him.
Now, let me get to the point. So what I'm saying, let me answer your question. So what I'm saying is this. Shout out to Cliff, and I agree with you. New caller of the year. I mean, whatever that is, rookie of the year. And Esteban from Oregon is the caller of the year. So, and the reason why I say that, because Cliff just said the shit. How would y'all come? How are different people coming in, different callers coming in and saying, well, I don't know if he's going to be able to make that back. So I don't know if he's going to want to do this, this, that. No, you don't know what his business structure is, what his strategy is, why he's spending the money and where he's going with this shit down the line. So why the fuck is part of self? Why is you trying to figure it out and care about it? We want the boxing. So if you want to fight, say you want to fight. Quit trying to talk about people's pockets that's so deep. You know what I'm saying? You were drowning in the shit. Shout out to the breast cancer warriors, the breast cancer angels, and the breast cancer survivors. Peace, Ness.
Peace, peace. Certainly glad that you doubled down, because now I get what you're saying, because, you know, I wasn't understanding at first. Maybe I blacked out. But, yeah, I mean, he went a different angle with it. Cliff kept it simple. You want the fight, take the fight. Stop worrying about who making profit, because it ain't your business. It ain't my business. It ain't going to affect my business. So I don't know why we making it our business.
But I'm saying, like, yeah, that's cool to say, very cool to say, but let's be realistic. It ain't going to do no 2 million pay-per-view buys. Turkey Ali Sheik just ain't out here like a whole ass nigga spending money like a 1959
We truthfully don't know
Stop.
That.
I know he going to go to the king. The king don't give him that budget. But the most likely, competition-wise, it's an easier fight for Canelo to fight Terrence Bud Crawford. Competition-wise. 200 million is just a number Canelo threw out. If Turkey come back with 200 million, Canelo might say, well, I really wanted 300 million.
I'm just... I don't think it's our business.
It's not our business, but, like, Ness, you've done the math on here multiple times. What, they going to get a Nike sponsorship? Like, respectfully, I'm a David Benavidez fan.
We don't know what the worldwide impact of Saudi Arabia being the ones that have to make this fight can mean for their country, let alone the tourism, the eyeballs on Riyadh season.
David,
everything doesn't have to turn a profit financially. Visibility, branding is important. For Riyadh season to become more of a household name and phrase, for more people to Google search tourism in Saudi Arabia, that might be some of their goals. But going back to it not doing 2 million, I don't think that you can be sure. Remember, no one expected Canelo and Floyd to do 2.4, let alone Mayweather and Oscar. You just never know what's going to blow up. Look at McGregor and Floyd. Who the freak really thought that was going to do with that many numbers, bro? Like, we just don't know.
Yes, Conor was a personality, the biggest fighter in UFC.
He was,
got the biggest boxer.
But we never seen them type of... Bro, that eclipsed the biggest numbers. Remember, okay. That did more than Mayweather... Canelo, Mayweather, Oscar, and Mayweather Pacquiao. Like, that was huge.
Now, now you're dealing with somebody in Conor McGregor who had personality. You're dealing with Canelo Alvarez, who is being promoted by Oscar De La Hoya, who Oscar De La Hoya was heavy on that promo. Now you have David Benavidez. He does not have the personality or the cachet of a Conor, of a Pacquiao.
But he brings the fear. He brings the fear. He's the reason the public thinks Canelo can lose.
He need a knockout. Presently constructed. I mean,
knockout is post, or you saying pre the fight?
Right. Presently today, presently constructed. What is the bigger fight to the casuals today?
David.
No, it's Terrence Bud Crawford.
No, it ain't. But honestly, you know, Bud fans ain't gonna like it. But they lost that. They lost that with this last decision. He looked ordinary. No, he looked ordinary. He didn't look like you're supposed to keep looking special so that we can believe this special fighter can beat this other extremely gifted fighter that's been on the top doing his thing for however long. Regardless of the loss to Bivol, he moved up to challenge himself in a division he doesn't belong. So, yeah, no, you had to keep looking special. That's why it's only Ali Sheik pushing for the fight, because he didn't look special. He needed to keep the knockout streak going so people be like, look, see, weight classes don't matter to Bud. He different. He touched Canelo, he going to stop him. That's gone. Now what? You about to outbox him? The fight ain't the same no more. You was Bud the Conqueror on this 11-fight knockout streak. Now you about to decision him? That's not what we were signing up for. We were signing up like you was about to beat him the fuck up, like you've been beating everybody else up. You about to decision him? Nah, Bud need another win. He got to look again for him to get picked over Benavidez. Like, why am I picking Bud over Benavidez? If Ali Sheik says, okay, he already put it out there, give me the 10 fights you want. Man, you think it's more people put Canelo Crawford than Canelo Benavidez? No, we know Benavidez could end up tearing Canelo to pieces. Leaving one limb on the floor, another one in the fucking ring somewhere, you know, another one in the audience. Bro, we know we ain't getting that with Crawford. We're going to get him to be intelligent and outbox Canelo. With Benavidez, we get two bears fighting. What you want? What's easier to sell?
Okay, so you're banking on Berlanga not taking a chunk out of Canelo. I'm of the knowledge that Berlanga's going to do something to Canelo. Father Time is undefeated. No, the shit got to kick in one day.
He ain't taking no nothing out of Canelo. Listen, if he took something out of Canelo, then Berlanga is more than what everybody thought and is going to be a better fight than what we thought. And everybody calling it a cherry pick is wrong. And that's a lot. That's a lot. Like, to, you know, he's got all that against him. You know,
what did David look like, though? If Terrence Bud Crawford looked ordinary against Madrimov, what did David look like in his last fight?
Exactly. They both in the same boat, bro.
That's why I said David needs a knockout, because right now it's not the Mexican Monster. It's ordinary.
But neither is Bud, though. And at least David is a bigger man, so he's more of a monster than Bud. Bud moving up, getting decisions. David at least moving down, getting decisions. So he got the weight advantage. It's just different. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, look, it's up to the people. It's really up to y'all. What are you willing to pay for, right? Because if he says, I'm going to give y'all one, choose wisely, are you choosing the welterweight that started at 35 moving up to 68, or are you choosing the dude that was 250, boiled down, been at 68, deserves the shot, been there forever. It was his division. Or are we going to make excuses? Oh, he didn't get unified with Callum. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. Like, you only pick one. Go ahead, Tank.
What's up, bro?
What up?
Yo, I guess this is some good news, right? But, I mean, it is and it isn't. Because, you know, one dude we're talking about is definitely out of the 68 division. So does that mean if it does get made, we're bringing him back down about a year and a half later?
Exactly what it means. And remember, that's what I said Canelo would do. I said, why is he fighting the Canelo fighter? Because they're going to move his ass up, make him gain weight to struggle to come down. Y'all didn't see the play. Of course it is. It was not a coincidence that he was fighting fucking a Canelo Alvarez promoted fighter. That shit was all set up.
And then the other one, bro, I mean, I want to see it against Bud too. You know, I watch any damn fight. I don't think it's going to be competitive. And a lot, even the, you know, the Spanish version of ProBox, we know after the fight with Madrimov, they said there's no way in hell this guy needs to go to 68 and fight Canelo for what? They said, we just seen one dude try it that's naturally bigger than Bud at 54, which was Jermell, and he made a fool of himself. Just went in there to collect the check. He's like, and everybody from them and a lot of other Spanish networks don't like the idea of Bud moving up. Not because they think they're beating Canelo, he's beating Canelo, because they believe it's a mismatch. A huge mismatch. You know, there were some scenes in the Madrimov fight where Madrimov was catching him with the right. He stung Bud because, you know, Bud stuck his tongue out and was like, yo, what the fuck? You can't go out there and get caught like that by Canelo, bro. It's lights out. I know a lot of people say he's a dog. I thought Jermell Charlo was a dog. He showed me he was a fucking dog with Castaño in both fights. Went up there and that dog was not the same size of dog that Canelo brought that fight that night. You know? That Crawford fight, bro, it's either gonna go two ways. He's getting beat the fuck up if he decides to engage, or he's gonna try to outbox him and circle around the ring like Jermell did. There's too many asterisks, like people say. But like I said, bro, I don't care. If we get him, we get him. They're fucking fights, and I'm gonna watch them. The David one, yeah, bro, I don't know how I feel a year and a half later, this dude coming back down or trying to make 68. You know, that's crazy. I feel like Canelo's beating shit out of him if he does that. That's bad for him. But if that's the only way we're going to get it, I guess throw him in there. Stack up Canelo's resume, bro. That's it. That's all I got, bro. All
right, champ.
If anybody
feel like it's your time,
can pull off the unthinkable, and if anybody that has a team that can construct a game plan that studies fighters for multiple years, it's Terrence Bud Crawford and the scientists he has in his corner. Don't let Madrimov be your gauge. Yeah, in the heat of the moment, we're going to say, yeah, keep Bud away from Canelo. But Bud Crawford's one of the most competitive people that you're going to meet. I'm telling you, do not sleep on Terrence Bud Crawford versus Canelo. There was a reason why Dreamoff did not want to let his hands go. Something was coming back hot to him that he felt.
Word. That we can agree on, but something was coming back hot at Crawford, and he ain't let his hands go too much either. Like, he wasn't the normal finisher that he was, or do you disagree? You think he was I mean, because, again, how do you blame the other dude? You can't blame the other dude. Crawford, if he's a killer, he goes out there and kills.
Like we said in the lead-up to the fight, Madrimov, very awkward, herky-jerky.
And that's cool. You know, Tank, he only ain't get a knockout when he had a hurt hand. Did Crawford have a hurt limb or something that we didn't know about?
Not at all.
All right. So, you know. Is he the killer that y'all thought? And that's what I'm saying. If we only getting one, if they only giving us one, are we seven in David? Who's our Troy? You feel me? Or rather, his real name. I think the movie his name is Achilles. Who's our Achilles? Who we sending? Are we sending Bud to get the win and beat Canelo, or are we sending Benavidez,
the 300 Spartan warrior? I like magical stories. I want to see Bud Crawford be up there with Sugar Ray Robinson and Ali.
You done flip-flopped all on your man Benavidez. You rolled with him this long.
David got to get a knockout.
You done roll with him this long. Now you're like, well, you moved up. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. You really, wow. Okay. Hey, look. If that's what the public wants, you only get one, so you got to pick right. That's all that matters. We got to pick the right one.
I don't want Canelo to – I don't want David Benavidez have to come down, get memo, come down and fight weak. He drinking the water bottle, and everybody say, he looked dry. No, I don't – I'm not – I don't know.
I mean, he is going to get that. He moved up. It's a wrap. And then he didn't even, you know, come back down. He stood. So now you got that out of camp weight, that moved up weight. You done settled in weight. I wish he would have just announced the Zuldo fight. You know, why didn't he told me, look, I'm going to move up to 75, be better. And I get it. His story's not finished. He want to be better, be Bivol winner, then move up for Zuldo. But, man, it's just these other fights that's being rumored for him are no bueno. At least Crawford got a rumor Virgil Ortiz possible fight as long as he take it.
Crawford don't want that either. Crawford trying to retire.
What the hell does...
You need a magical moment. How, Ness, if you're ESPN, you want to say... Two-time undisputed, 154 unified champion, Terrence Bud Crawford eliminated his nemesis, Errol Spence. Then you do have David the Mexican Monster. He got to come down, get drained. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be Sugar Ray Leonard levels of history right there, should Crawford do that. And... Yes. I'm with you, Tone. You know, I like magical stories, man. You know, I used to write rhymes myself, man, but I don't like Canelo. I don't like Canelo Crawford after what I seen, because again, it's just fighters that have an issue with the power moving up. Doesn't mean that I'm expecting a knockout. I just need to know that this fighter has enough, you know, fighter A, you know, moving up has enough to keep fighter B, who's in that division, off of them to make it a competitive enough fight. So that's my only question. I got some trepidation about that.
Mm. What up, though? I mean, it sounds like you'd rather Benavidez get the shot. Like, if Ali Sheik is coming to you and he's saying you only get one.
Yeah, and in the movies, you know, that's usually not how it goes, right? In the movies, the big man goes in, and then he loses, and they usually need that special guy who may or may not be undersized. That's what all the good stories end like. But again, that's just the storylines. And in reality, now again, Benavidez, I think the size and the volume of punches gives him a much better opportunity than, say, a Crawford. So if I had to send the guy in there, I got to send in Benavidez for sure.
Hmm.
But Ness...
I'm listening.
One of the biggest nights in boxing history would be Terrence Bud Crawford defeating Canelo, and one of the biggest stories.
I don't know.
I think
it's a bigger story if Berlanga beats Canelo
over Crawford.
Absolutely, Crawford's on his way out. You know, Berlanga would be a young 26-7-year-old new Puerto Rican star, reigniting the Puerto Rican boxing public. They haven't been excited for Puerto Rican boxing since Miguel Cotto, let's be real, he didn't really give him that many legendary wins, you know, in his old age. Yes, he got them big wins in the beginning, but, you know, nothing as big as a Canelo win. While Mosley's a good win and so is Judah, I think if Berlanga sleeps Canelo, he's in the history books faster and in a different status than a Miguel Cotto, quite possibly.
So you think he would be on Jimmy Fallon?
If he knocks out Canelo, who's never been dropped, my dude, do you know what we're talking about?
Okay.
Like, Andy didn't even sleep AJ. He just battered him and AJ, you know, mentally quit. But like,
if people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Leap Canelo. Yeah, it's different.
I mean, even if, you know, if he's, first of all, if he beats Canelo, the only way he can beat Canelo is if sleeping Canelo. And yeah, Tone, it is the bigger win because, hey, let's be truthful, Berlanga ain't done shit. Crawford is undisputed champion.
Yeah,
like,
it's more
and,
expected.
Like you said, defeated his nemesis. So some people are going to say, you know what I mean? You know you got them people out there, Tone. I knew he was going to do it.
Exactly.
Right? But with Berlanga, man, listen, that shit is improbable.
It will go viral, but if Terrence Bud Crawford does the unthinkable and beats Canelo, you're talking about mentioning him in the same breath as LeBron, Michael Jordan, and Kobe Bryant.
But for some, that's what I'm telling you, but for some, again, whether they frauding or not, it's thinkable. It's some bud tenders out there and those that are even more hardcore than that. They're going to tell you, I knew it would happen. Nobody except Suleiman is telling you that Berlanga is going to be Canelo. You know, so.
But look, when I was in Vegas with Ness and them at that fight party, them Omaha people, they thrived in being the underdog. They thrived in it. The Spence fans was just cocky. That's Canelo fans. Omaha shit is the eight behind the eight ball. That's Omaha. So when they do this, that parade that Ness and them went to, it's going to be triple. Like, I'm telling you, if Crawford does that, that's the biggest thing that happened to boxing in a minute. Huge if Crawford does that to me.
Well, let's see here. Who is up next? I think I got a couple super chats I need to get to. First one is from Brambo $2. And he says, and Billy hurt his left arm early in their fight. Oscar Leyva, member for 21 months on a prospect level. Salute, champ. Canelo versus Benavidez. Crawford versus GGG. Cinco de Mayo. I wouldn't mind Crawford GGG. Anybody Canelo's already fought is who Crawford need to be fighting. That's how Turki Alashik need to be thinking. Galaxy Studios, $2. Why? Because they failed with golf. Money bag don't mean nothing. Capiche. Rising stock emoji. Chart increasing, chart decreasing emoji. So there you go. We got Years of Lurking, $2. Man, Jermell could crack and Canelo walk right through. That's true. El Frio, $12.11, $5. Speaking as a fan of both Bud and David, Bud needs to sit this one out. David deserves it more because he wasn't defeated at 168 for the belts. What's your guys' thoughts on that logic? I told you that his fans would say that he deserved it more than Bud because he was in the division.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I could go with that. I could go with that. And also, I mean, listen, he's closer to the division. Like, yeah, I mean, that's exactly the point. You've been in the division. That's kind of been set up as the nemesis. That's, you know, your rival, you know, in some ways, or the young guy that's been chasing you. So, yeah, that's more of what it is than Crawford. You know, Crawford is like, it's an opportunity and an entertaining feat to watch. You know what I'm saying? But Benavidez is the real storyline. Like, I've been chasing this motherfucker. Let me at him.
Yeah, I agree. David Benavidez closer to the division. He never lost. He lost his belts on the scale. It's a cool story. It'll be cool. But the magical one is Terrence Bud Crawford daring to be great. And knowing in every great moment, Crawford has shine.
Well, we got Julio Guzman, $2. Randall beat Chavez, and it did nothing for Randall. Yeah, I mean, some people don't bubble. Some people don't bubble. And that's been one thing that's been very difficult for me to understand in this sport, especially living through the Andy situation. You know, watching Andy become an overnight success, a meteoric rise, that was insane. You know, no one's ever been able to do that again, which is crazy. You would expect Bivol to have blown up after the Canelo win, and it did nothing for him. Nothing. Like, Bivol's not any more popular than he was. People will argue with me that he's more popular because he beat Canelo, but I'll tell you this. Bivol's the only dude that is, like, constantly in the media for domestic violence and doesn't get any hatred. That's how you know he's not popular.
That's true.
His wife's domestic violence cries and calls for help go like, no one cares. No one says nothing. No one reports on it. He never gets interviewed about it. It's wild. It's almost like the Sergey Kovalev situation of mad years ago. You would have had to have lived through it, you know, where he did some shit and then he made a shirt and then it was just brushed under the rug. You feel me? But that's how you know these dudes ain't popular.
Well, I think sometimes the way it goes is, like I talked about earlier, and you know, this morning show, is the thing of resiliency outside of the ring. So, boom. Andy, respectfully, came into the ring fat. He won and got fatter with the money. You get what I'm saying? Never was the same guy. Joshua had to dig deep because he had the money Andy had before Andy got it, and the money didn't mean a thing. We would have shamed him, and he was shamed and publicly scrutinized. He had to build back and bounce back, and some fighters just have that resiliency, win or lose, you know? It boils down to the fighter, and some fighters, they could take a good win. Look, Buster Douglas, he beat Mike Tyson. We're talking about one of those guys years later. Mike Tyson went on to lose probably more times than Douglas went on to win after their bout, and we're still talking about Mike Tyson because you still got to demonstrate some resiliency, whether it's inside the ring or outside the ring. And in a lot of cases, it's what you do outside of the ring that shows up for what you're able to do inside the ring. And just real quick, I just think that's one of the things. Errol Spence never quite shown that resiliency after his accident. You know, some people go through things in life and they show resiliency. I don't think he ever really showed that. So that's why I think it's been a slower start to see him return and a lot of questions about his return. Mm.
Well, we got Mike on Twitter. What up?
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
Yeah, regarding the Bebo talk, I think Bebo could barely speak very good English, so it's very hard to market. I say
Canelo
that
doesn't speak English till now, champ. That's not an excuse. Cotto didn't. Cotto didn't speak English. Better be don't even speak English. Come on.
But let me talk, bro. Canelo has a whole country of Mexico behind him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know Russia. I didn't know Russia didn't exist.
Well, Russia just went in with that whole issue with Ukraine, and you know that's kind of like a clusterfuck of an issue.
I mean, what does that have to do with supporting your fellow Russian?
Listen, is the politics of the sport, unfortunately. But I'll go on in terms of Crawford versus Bud. I mean, Crawford versus Benavidez on who gets the fight. I mean, I know that the Crawford story might be magical and everything, but that might leave a whole power vacuum within the sport, because if Bud leaves and is out the door, who has the mantle for being a pay-per-view star? That kind of leaves the sport a little empty. That would, for the benefit of the sport, I think Benavidez needs to get that shot. Whether he actually wins or not, that's going to be up to him. But if he does manage to win, he'll carry the mantle, and that's what Canelo wants to do. He's selling that torch right now. He's selling it for $200 million. But that's my call, guys.
Yo, let me say something right quick. We can't be doing that. We got to change the way we think, man. I'm not and I'm with Gary from Pro Box. Shout out to the producer, because that was a nice reel they put up. Let's stop measuring and wanting these guys to charge us for these fights. Like, I get it. I'm almost verbatim quoting Gary. I get it that's how some of these guys make money. But respectfully, let's not force ourselves to feel good about paying $80 a pop,
bro,
so we could say this guy's a pay-per-view star.
But why does it take fucking Gary Jonas to say that? I've been saying that here for years. Like, you,
well, I've been saying it too. I'm just saying it because it's on our show. What do you mean?
These dudes just want to argue about their favorite fighter being a star. They don't care. They'd rather pay for, you know, Tank versus Frank, Tank versus Hector, just to say Tank's on pay-per-view. And it's like, that's not how things work, man. Like, we need to value our time and our money. Yeah. Like, y'all not valuing y'all money, man. And to me, you know, you got to give me more for 80 now these days. I can't just fork it over. Now, if I'm gonna be working, I'm doing a fight chat, Tone coming over, we at the studio. Different.
Like,
but just sitting in my house paying $80 for your garbage pay-per-view, them days is done.
Yeah, done. Man. I'm not bragging like- for... I'm not bragging for nobody to be no pay-per-view star off my dollar, man.
Nope.
Go ahead, Tone.
But look at it like this,
that's
man.
That's why I know,
like,
these dudes be stealing. Because they just want Tank and all these other alleged pay-per-view stars to fight whoever so they can steal it and say, well, my fight is on pay-per-view. All the while they on VIP League or some other shit like that.
Nez. The way the casuals think, a dude just don't want the free Gucci shirt if it's free.
No, and it's, you're right. You're right. People will be like, yo, damn, bro, I know this pay-per-view worthy, but it don't feel like a big fight because it ain't on pay-per-view. It's like, if you don't get your condition, dumb ass, like, you've been whooped so long, you want another ass whooping. That just don't make sense with these dudes. So I tell you, I relate them to these dudes that's into S&M. They love the torture.
Nah, that's that Oscar Ness. But Ness, it's a culture, bro. Mike Tyson built the culture. You know, fight party, chips, hamburgers, yams, pay-per-view, people coming over to the crib. That is culture. And regardless of what people say, the Fire Stick Boys is a culture. It's a culture of, I ain't paying for the pay-per-view. I got it for free. That is boxing culture. That's the culture of boxing. Mike Tyson, pay-per-view. Floyd Mayweather, pay-per-view. Canelo, pay-per-view. Gervonta Tank Davis, pay-per-view. When you get in a Tank Davis fight, you know the party lit.
And that's true. It's a party, but it don't always got to be pay-per-view to be a party. Like, why we can't say Tank got a big Saturday night fight? Let's do a party. Let's meet up. Like, why it got to be, yo, let's fork over $80. Now it's a movie.
Nah, and look, I ain't with that. If Tank function is pay-per-view and we paid to get in that function, I'm not going to the house party trying to stick $100 in the nigga hand just because I paid to get into the 40-40. I'm not treating those venues the same. My expectation is not the same. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to the 40-40 and I got to do what I got to do, I understand where I'm going, but I'm not expecting the barbecue to be like the 40-40. Stop expecting your favorite fighter who's a fucking barbecue to be like the 40-40.
That's true, too. Not everyone pay-per-view. Like,
they not.
Hector Garcia, that should have been for free.
Word is born.
I agree. Tank, that should have been a barbecue.
Word is born.
Tank Ryan pay-per-view. Tank Devin pay-per-view. Tank Shakur, I think that's free. I think that's 40-40.
That's 44. Come on, man.
He showed up with
sneakers and shorts on.
The hate is great with this one. You already know. Listen, we got a couple callers and super chats we got to get to. If you're watching this on YouTube, do me a favor and go ahead and subscribe. We finally reached that goal of 230,000. You know we want that 250, but right now we're looking for 231. We're at 230,284. So we need about another 750 to make it to the next goal, man. But what's going on? We're going out to Cliff. I believe you sent the counter. Let me double check this. I believe I seen somebody come through with a counter. Yes, Cliff in Connecticut.
Yo.
Yo.
I was trying to get up in there when y'all was talking about it. First, I want to speak. Y'all was saying if Berlanga beat Canelo versus if Bud beat Canelo. And I think y'all fell on different ends of the spectrum. I got to go with Two Tone. Because if Berlanga beat him, Ness. You, I know it's a big deal because no one expected it, but that's when they're going to call it. It was a fluke. It was a lucky punch. But if Bud beats Canelo, it was like the great. He's the greatest. He's Jordan. He's Kobe. Y'all just saw Sugar Ray Leonard in this millennial. Like, you witnessing greatness in real time. Like, it's going to get the credit. But if Berlanga beats him, it was a lucky punch. It was a fluke. Know what I'm saying? So that it's different.
You ain't lying about that. Like, the haters of Berlanga will say it was a lucky punch, but the island of Puerto Rico and the Puerto Rican Americans, the 9 million total of the Puerto Ricans, both on the island and here, they are gonna support, and it's gonna turn Berlanga into the cash cow, the A side. So fights with him and David are now worth it. Fights with him and Munguia are not worth it. And there is a torch carrier with Crawford winning, he ride off into the fucking sunset, and the belts are scattered, and we're left with no one.
What's wrong with that?
Floyd did that whack shit. You gotta give the fucking power to some. You got the glow now, Leroy. You gotta give the glow to someone. Not hate on the glow. Try to take your glow like Floyd. Floyd's still out here with the fucking glow. That's the problem. You're not even active. Let it go. Pass the glow, man. Get a flow to someone else. When you got the glow, you got the power inside. Feel me? That's from Leroy.
That man from Baltimore, Maryland will have the glow.
He never got it passed, though. Look at Floyd hating on him. Oh, this fight canceled.
y'all hijack Cliff call. Give him his call back.
Nah, we gonna give him a whole new call, but I'm just saying, Floyd ain't passing no glow, bruh. He's stealing it from Tank. Every chance he get, he trying to turn off his light. Lying about his fight being canceled, making up fake rumors. He ain't giving up the glow, and neither do Canelo.
He running an extension cord on his glow.
Neither do Canelo out here talking about he don't want to fight Mexicans, then he picking which Mexicans he want to fight. He picking who he want to get a glow to. That's why he talking nice about Jaime. He like Jaime. He trying to shoot Jaime some bail. That's why he ain't stop him. Come on, man. He caught and shoot, bam, bam, boom. Put his ass down. You think he could have turned it up if he wanted to? Of course. He out here being nice to Jaime on some fake love. But go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, he carried them for damn sure. But y'all told no lies on both sides. Like, that's the truth. It's gonna be better for the sport if Belinga won, but if Bud won, that's history. It's more historic. A star, like, when you watch the star set shoot.
Bro, we don't care. Like, we don't even bring up history now, though, champ. Like, when do we bring up history now? What we care about is the present and the future.
Guess maybe. See, I'm only like a 2 year, 3 year hardcore. Like, but in other sports, Brady getting to watch that shit, Jordan, LeBron, Peyton Manning, like, that shit is like. This, like, I thought boxing get it like that too. Floyd.
Yeah, you got your dudes that like to go back and watch old fights, but, like, bro, come on. Boxing is now. It's happening every fucking second. Like, who got time for the old? We talking about now and what's in the future, and that's why we need someone to take the torch and run with it. Not,
and carry it.
Not take the torch and bury this shit in a mantle. Like, ha-ha, here goes the torch on my motherfucking mantle, and I'm retired. Nah, man, Floyd did that already.
I bet. All right, but this is what else I want to touch on. Y'all hit after. Y'all was talking about Charlo moving up and boxing and bitching up, and he couldn't take it, so why you think Bud Guns? I heard y'all touched on it in a caller. Y'all got to. I heard, I think it was Tim Bradley. Somebody said skills pay the bills, but then they was like, will, like, they said something about will pay the bills. Like, the will to win is just as important as skills. And like Two Tone was saying, Crawford is one of the most competitive fighters. If Crawford get in there, he don't stop comparing him to Charlo. They're two different dogs. He's a real pit bull, American pit bull. You put him in there, he ain't gonna, he's not gonna lay down. He's gonna fight. I don't care what kind of dog you put in front of him. Charlo wasn't a pit. He was some type of fucking dog that was vicious, but it wasn't the real, true American pit bull. That's what Crawford is. And Crawford don't beat his female. Now, this dude was beating his female. He was acting tough on the camera. That's not, he's not a real one. He's not a real nigga.
He's a punk ass Doberman, Cliff.
That's what he is. He's a Doberman. He's a guard dog. He ain't really like that. I think Crawford like that. If Crawford get in there, I'm fucking with him. And I feel like you had to bet your money on one fighter, if it was Benavidez or if it was Bud. I feel like Benavidez is the pick with your fucking head. But I gotta be emotional like a female and go with my heart. My heart, it tells me.
Phone call last minute, Cliff.
I got a phone call, but my heart would tell me Bud to get it done. Bud ain't gonna lay down. He gonna die out there before he
Damn.
Lay down.
So Benavidez laying down these days. That's wild right now.
I don't know. David not laying down. Bro.
That's wild. Benavidez gonna go out on a shield, man. He gonna give up his arm if he got to get the win that night. Y'all know that.
Well, I think Cliff was saying, you know, like, if you had to, like, you know how they say, like, yo, gun in your head, which one you had to pick to, like, go all out.
Mm-hmm.
If he had to pick between the two, I believe he might pick Crawford, and I could see that sentiment.
And I get that, too. Everybody's entitled to pick who they think deserves it, but it's just wild to me that Crawford is getting choice. Like, the man, July 22nd through the 29th, the man was saying his weight classes for reasons. Now all you flunkies, all you goddamn sheep, where my sheep sound bite for these damn sheep? Damn sheep. Now all these sheep just saying everything Crawford's saying, and it's like, nah, he can beat him. No, bruh, no. Dude said it was weight classes for a reason. He high off the win. And y'all want to run with that. How is Benavidez getting jumped over and y'all okay with this? Like,
nah,
this is wild.
I mean, two things could be true. Like, I'm fine with either way. I know Canelo fans don't want David because around 7, 8, and 9, when Canelo getting that ass whooped, pillar to post, when David's taking the Mexican fans by the fucking bullhorn, y'all going to be like, oh, we should have went with Crawford. I'm trying to give Canelo fans some bail because we already know what David going to do. We already know by round 9, 10, when Canelo can't keep his hands up for 3 minutes of the round and David whooping that ass, we already know what's going to happen. We already know.
I'm just saying, man, David has been waiting for so long. He's deserving. But we got Jerome Barber, $5. Y'all not tired of seeing Canelo beat one-dimensional come-forward fighters? Crawford's versatility would freeze Canelo. David Benavidez gets stopped by Canelo. Now David is not the one, and Crawford is the one. Julio Guzman, $5. I like Crawford, but unfortunately, he doesn't appeal to the casuals. You have to bring the casuals in to be a superstar. See Jake Paul.
And who's more of a pay-per-view star, David or Terrence Crawford?
They Crawford. Have the same trajectory. They have the same trajectory right now. Like, obviously Crawford has the better pay-per-view with Bud, but I mean with Earl. But remember, before that, he was doing like 150. Did he ever do 200? I'm not being like mean. I'm being honest. Like, I don't really know of him doing 200.
I mean, what do you do with Spence?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's his biggest one. That don't, you know, outside of Spence, which was PBC, I think maybe the Porter, but that was also PBC.
I mean, but see, to me, that kind of don't
that
matter.
That wasn't PBC. That was, a PBC fighter.
But I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, like, Crawford, look at what we're talking about. Crawford and Porter, Crawford and Spence, right? It's Crawford is the common denominator. David don't even have that sort of equation set up yet.
Mm. What you mean? Yeah. If you go to Crawford's first pay-per-view, it's comparable to David's second pay-per-view.
Ness, but we still talking about David fighting on the undercard against Jesse Hart. Like, it's different. Yeah. It's, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Undercard, bro.
I mean, one dude got like 6 pay-per-views. The other dude only got 2.
Well, that's the point.
But if you comparing their starts, David has a decent start compared to Crawford. It's comparable.
But we're just saying now, if we had to go with now, and now, right now, it's Crawford.
They slighting David every which way. And Conquest, $3. Make them ninjas show their receipts for free calls. Julio Guzman, $2. Berlanga would be a bigger star if he beats Canelo. Of course. Lil Zooted on a champ level, $2. I will pay double to cancel Cliff's terrible calls. Mad Bet, $105. Nightly dose of Tanquil. David versus Canelo is the fight to make. David would toast cinnamon. Cinnamon toast. We got Tyrant.
I Instagram check. David's at 657,000 followers. Bud's at 1.8 million.
Bud's been fighting long. He's 36. David in his 20s. You can't compare. Like, if you're going to compare, you got to compare where Bud was at when he was 20.
That's true.
Yo. What's good, Ness?
What up?
What's good, Two-Tone?
What's cracking?
Not much, man. Another day, another blessed, man. Shouts out TBV. On this topic, first, shouts out to Samson, man. Shouts out to Samson from David's team. If you guys recall in an interview he did, it was a question asked based about Canelo when Canelo basically first came out with the whole 100 million plus.
He told me on this show that it was a decent amount of money. That it wasn't outrageous.
Exactly. And from there, everyone said, "Oh, Canelo, he's outpricing himself and did this and did that." But shout out to Canelo and Turk. If I go over next, bill me. Shout out for Turk for swallowing his ego. I feel like he's starting to come down to earth. He's starting to realize at the end of the day he needs Canelo. Because you have a fighter over there that earlier in your show as well, Ness, that Turk stated that Bud probably won't take the Virgil fight. He only wants Canelo. In an interview, Bud said, basically, I only want Canelo, one, for the legacy, and not only just because of legacy, but that bank account. That bank account going to look good. So, basically, what this is telling me, one, David Benavidez's team definitely fumbled the bag, fumbled the fight dramatically. Musty energy, how they fumbled the fight. Because since then, and I'm a huge fan of Canelo, but Canelo was smart as well. He shot that number out there. You say, oh, I'm deserving of it? Oh, of course I'm deserving of it. I done fought everybody. I have the best resume in boxing to date. And not only did I say I deserve it, but Benavidez, your team even said you deserve it. And shout out to Turk as well, because, again, he's starting to realize at the end of the day, he needs Canelo. Bud don't want to fight no one else but Canelo because, one, for legacy, and two, for the retirement check. That's what it is. I don't believe Bud wants to go to fight Virgil, to fight all these guys at 154. I think Bud put the basically pressure. I don't even want to say pressure, but kind of let Turk know, like, listen, Turk, I want to fight Canelo. I don't know what you think you have the plan for me, but this is the fight I want. I want Canelo. And it's funny because last week or a week and a half ago, Den Turk supposedly went on when Bud was fighting and say, oh, I sent the offer to Canelo. If he's smart, he has accepted. And then Canelo went on and said, I'm not negotiating during my fights. Den Turk say, oh, well, he's ducking fighters. He's scared of Bud. He's scared of Benavidez. He's outpricing himself. Now, all of a sudden, the only one that can pay it is me. Now we going back full circle. It's funny to me, you know, how these people bash Canelo, Canelo this and Canelo that, but Canelo is still the face of boxing. Canelo is still the cash cow. And another thing, which I believe, one I believe Bud and Canelo does between 8 and 1 million pay-per-views. Easy. I believe that fight will be bigger than Canelo and Benavidez. I feel like the casuals believe that David doesn't beat Canelo. I believe that the casuals more so believe that Bud can beat Canelo rather than David can beat Canelo. I feel like Bud and Canelo is kind of, and I'm not going to say this as, I don't want to take it literally, but Floyd versus Canelo too. In a certain way, in certain people's eyes, how they look at it. Because some people might say, oh, well, Floyd, well, Bud is a better welterweight than Floyd. I'm a billion. I'm going to see you another five, man.
All right.
You know, people say, you know, Bud is better than Floyd, or Bud would it beat Floyd. So I could kind of see this as a, I'm not saying Bud is Floyd, but when you look at, like another caller was saying, how styles make fights, some people can look at it out there like, okay, well, this is Canelo's chance of maybe beating a Floyd-type fighter, his skills, you know, that much. But I believe Canelo beats both of them. Even David Benavidez, I think David Benavidez's style is still made for Canelo. But what we need to do as boxing fans as well is continue to follow the history of what's going on right now, because there's so many narratives being pushed out. First, Canelo's a duck. He don't want to fight nobody. Now, oh, well, I can negotiate with him after the fight. The only one that can pay the $100-something million is me. And I kind of look at this, Ness. Remember that the call, and I was like, okay, well, how much many pay-per-view buys did Bud sell? You was like, you know, it don't matter about the star and stuff. So suppose I say if he made between 100,000 to 200,000 pay-per-view buys. I could see Turk like, okay, well, maybe I do need Canelo because maybe I do want to start seeing some money off of my investments. Do you see that taking place? And also, last thing, and I'm out, and I'm a cash happy Ness and Two-Tone, do you see the fight being made because of when we heard the interview with Canelo, Canelo basically saying it's on my time, it's not on your time. So me thinking that, I'm like, okay, so will primarily the fight be on PBC, Canelo Promotions associated with PBC, DAZN, the Rider Season, or would it be Turk? Like, okay, well, yeah, but it's going to be Rider Season association with Canelo Promotions. But that's just my call.
That's a lot. That's just a lot. You know, they got to – that's like negotiations because Canelo does normally control his car, but so does Turk. So if Turk is paying you what you want, you shouldn't have. I don't think Canelo has a right to put together an undercard if Turk is giving him the ridiculous amount of money that he wants. And I don't want Canelo to put a – none of us should want Canelo to put an undercard.
Exactly.
We don't want Frank Sanchez or none of them dudes that he's trying to prop up. We want Turki Alashik-like undercards, which means everything like Crawford undercard, everything like AJ Nagano undercard. We want those type of undercards.
Facts. And I can see even when the Turk was saying, you know, the Mexican versus American. But the reason why I say that, because we know how prideful Canelo is. And we see him, and I say he on his Floyd era where he's talking his stuff. I'm the money man. It's on my terms. This is how it's going to work. I've been owning cassette, 80% since 18? So that's why I asked, because I feel like Canelo's at the stage
like
where he really don't need the money.
But
I'm going to see you cash up, champ. I appreciate you, man.
All right. Alan Bay, what do you say?
Canelo would be a trash card.
Yo, man. Shout out to you, Ness. Shout out to Couton. It's not a superstar, right? I'm just playing with you. If I had to pick one, it would definitely be David. But if Turk can pull it off, you know, I'm not saying how much it's going to cost, but if he can pull it off and hit Crawford first and then David next, and that would be a good retirement check for Canelo. I think those two fights will definitely think his legacy as the top dog. With Crawford, you got that who's pound for pound best fighter, you know, on the line. Who's number one? But with David, it's kind of like, who's the real Mexican, you know? So you can play with both of those options. You know, you got the real Mexican, or you got the Mexican monster. You got, you know, who's number one pound for pound fight. You know, so I like both. I want to bring this up. I know you probably wasn't gonna make a show about it, but I'm gonna bring it up real quick. I seen that little Devin Haney trouble, whatever you want to call it. Fake jump, because it was kind of like they fake jumped him. You know, Devin Haney, his boys should have pulled him out of there before it got heated. Devin Haney didn't really throw like a power punch. He kind of threw like a little Batman jab, kind of like, you know, all right, I threw the first punch, y'all can go get him now. You know, type of situation. I definitely think that whoever the dude with the jersey, he sucker punched and still couldn't. He dropped him, but it was like he really didn't have no power. You feel me? And I don't know, it's just like, it was just weird. It's like, they all took off on him, but he still stand up. So it's kind of like, y'all can't even jump nobody right. Man. So it should have been mano a mano. Should have been toe to toe, one on one, you know, instead of they all trying to jump on one person. So it's a weird fake jump. But they should have been pulled them out of there.
That's the bell. Listen, I got a 6 o'clock little meeting I got to go to here in Vegas. So we are drive-by mode. We ain't done that in a while. But I'm getting a minute that everybody left. Take it or leave it, because I got to go. Quan.
Yo, Ness, what up?
What up?
I'm just scrolling on my timeline. I see they saying that
Joe Cardina and Shakur came to an agreement. I just want to know, what is Shakur doing fighting Joe Cardina? How does that make sense to y'all?
Staying busy, champ. Staying busy because Cepeda need more time. Shakur's ready. I don't see how y'all got an issue with this.
Nobody else is to stay busy.
I mean, you got to stay busy. You got to stay busy and undefeated. So it's got to be minimal risk. This is just to get you out, shake it out, let the people see you get a knockout. You know, that's why you're moving this kid up.
Is he going to get the knockout? I'm like,
I mean,
he's fighting, the last time he fought Autumn coming off a loss. Now he's fighting him coming off a loss. He got to knock one of these motherfuckers out for his stock to rise because they already been talking so much shit. And I'm a fan of Core. I support Core, but I want to see more. I feel like, I mean, why not with running it back with De Los Santos would be too much of a risk before Zepeda?
I mean, I reached out to some people for De Los Santos, and he's still in DR, so I don't know how much of an option he is.
I get it. I just want to see more from him. I don't like that being his first fight with Eddie. So, I mean, hopefully he get this to pay the fight. Hopefully Tank don't pull no slick one on everybody else, because we still need to find an opponent for Tank. And, I mean, I think Zepeda will be that'd be the perfect opponent. He'd go back to the green print, and it'd be probably the best, you know, Mexican he ever fought, in my opinion, if he fights Zepeda. So, I mean, they better watch out. That's all I'm saying. But as far as, you know, a little bit back to the topic of...
Champ, that is it. I'm only giving out a minute. You know. Copy cool, what it do?
What's good, champ? What's going on?
What up?
Yeah, man. What's going on? Yeah, that motherfuckers is crazy talking about Canelo, McBilly. Is scared or Canelo got to stay away from McBilly. That is fucking absurd, bro. Canelo will destroy McBilly. McBilly is nothing impressive. He was getting touched by a one-handed fighter, but Canelo. So they're gonna pay old boy $200 million, or are they talking about it?
He's saying if anybody could do it is Riyadh season, and yes, there will be another conversation after the Berlanga fight.
Okay. Well, I mean, honestly, if there is a fight that I would rather see would be the Benavidez, because he is that weight class. I think Crawford coming up, not to keep on knocking on. I just think that he'd just be outmatched. I think Benavidez is the fight. Again, I think Canelo takes both of these guys. I think it'll be a nice payday, a nice retirement party for them. But, I mean... He says 5 years, but I think he's gonna see more than that. And as far as Shakur and Cardina, that's a perfect fight to be made right now. To stay busy fight, like you kind of mentioned that. It's a stay busy fight. Former champion, stay busy, do what you got to do, keep it moving, keep on knocking these people out. You know, Eddie's gonna do what he has to do for his people, for his European fighters. He's gonna keep on getting the paydays, which is what he does best. Even if it's at the risk of them getting their ass beat. But that's a good fight. It's a good matchup. But that's all I really got, champ.
All right. Big Nick. Big Gucci. All right. G-Von.
Yes, sir. What's going on, Ness? Shout out TBV. Audio finally back. Audio be fucking trash on Discord, man. Hey, look, man, this is why I tell people you can't listen to fat people. What the hell is Two Tone talking about, bro? Like, this is crazy, man. You said this is a culture thing? Two Tone, you said this is culture? Fire Stick Boys? Come on, man. You disrespectful. I know. Hey, Two Tone, look, don't worry. Mama Lobo is not watching. I know right now it's killing you. It's killing you to stay on code. How you talking about Crawford deserves this fight more than David Benavidez? You get what I'm saying? Come on, be real, man. David deserves this fight more than anybody else, and he should get the fight. And on top of that, he's going to do bigger numbers with Canelo than Crawford will. Because at the end of the day, these Fire Stick boys that you talk about is a culture. Y'all didn't support this last Bud fight. They talking about the numbers are horrific. You know what I'm saying? The pay-per-view buys. But I guess, you know, it's a culture thing. I don't know, Ness. Dance, I mean, partner. Two-Tone, you the one saying it.
Dance partner, Eric. Right. Dance partner.
You could say that, but I'm telling you, a lot of people already know the outcome of Canelo Crawford. If anything, that's just charity work. That's a handout. Crawford is a charity case at this point. He's looking for a cash out, an old man trying to retire, looking for a big payday. That's it is what it is. Give
tip.
David.
That's the time. Tip. We on drive-by mode. You getting a minute.
Yo. First of all, I want to thank Al Heyman and the PBC for giving me this call. What's Turkey saying, man? He got $200 for Crawford.
He's saying if anybody could pay it is him. Is Riyadh season.
Yeah, he ain't talking about David and Canelo then. He talking about Crawford. Man, anyway, man, I'm gonna skip all past that. Shout out to all the fighters out there chasing greatness, man. You know, fighters like Shakur Stevenson, you know what I'm saying, stepping up to the table, fighting a Joe Cordina moving up from 130, man. Nasty work, man. For all that, he could have fought Tevin Farmer, like I said, man. But you gonna sit here and you gonna fight Joe Cordina? That's nasty, man. After a knockout loss, bro, the man could be fighting Tank right now, bro. He did all that talk about fighting Tank and he not fighting Tank, man. He just prolonging his ass whooping, bro. That's basically what Shakur is doing right now. See, you know what I'm saying? When that match get made, bro, just expect a brutal knockout in devastating fashion from Gervonta Tank Davis out of Baltimore, Maryland, man. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to shout out the whole Midwest. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jake Paul, real Midwest Mafia. You know what I'm saying? We salute you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the real Midwest riders. We outside. You know what I'm saying? Not these dudes claiming Jared Anderson. You know? And shout out to all my real UK guys, man. He could have fought Gary Cully, man. Gary Cully is a better fight than Joe Cordina, bro. But he want to, man, I'm done, man. I'm off, man. Shout out to the whole Midwest, man. Shout out to the PBC and Al Heyman. I'm out, man.
Paul Edwin De Los Santos. Lord child. Stay busy with Edwin.
We got Cliff, you send another counter. Joker, you got a counter, but I got to go, fellas. I got an important meeting. Hopefully, there's another studio we could rock out here in Vegas, and I don't want to be late. So, Cliff, your counter. You paid, so you got it.
Yeah, it's going to be quick. It's for the smoke. Hey, yo, shout out to my boy who just called Two-Tone Fat talking about on the. Hey, yo, shout out to the dude who said Devin is scared to approach him, but he gonna approach somebody at the counter. Shout out to that guy. Shout out to the dude who said that he'll get smoked with a baby or a female, but he didn't want to go to Border Wars. Shout out to that guy. Shout out to the dude who said I was overweight. You see me on my Instagram looking crazy. Shout out to that guy. Shout out to the fakest caller that calls into the show. Shout out to the dude who got questionable footage, and all he had to do was upload some new footage that show he is who he really is, but he didn't do it. How easy would that have been? Shout out to the fakest caller in TBV. Now we got to question everything. Is this dude really, did he really do what he said he did? Did he really do what he did with his brother? Did he really do what he did when he was in the being locked up? Like, what's really good with that dude? He's a really fake dude. He's the fakest caller on the show. So I just had to expose him because half the shit he say is crazy. Like, Devin Haney see him and is so intimidated by the dude that he won't say nothing to him. But a stranger at the carnival, he gonna run down on. But you so intimidated, Devin scared of you. Yo, this is the fakest caller on the show. And that's why CYP come talking about, like, what, 200 pounds, whatever. But you can hit children. You can hit women, but CYP is too light for you. Man, that's the most phoniest caller we got. I'm out.
Yo, on that note, Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. You know, we right back at it tomorrow morning. Real quick, though, Never Leave a Man Behind Cruise. $2. Crawford versus Canelo would be for Fighter of the Era. Adrian, $2. Canelo controls the chessboard. Mexico flag. Julio Guzman, $2 more. 1.8 million followers only equals 180,000 pay-per-view buys. Thinking emoji. Jaquan Grease, $2. Hackett versus Schofield, bigger news. Laughing out loud twice. Half boxing member for 3 months. The prospect. You have yoga ball bouncer in step challenge. I'm telling you, bro. Next time, I'm not going to do it. You know why? Because we did it unlimited steps. So those world-class trainers, walkers are going to want to get in. But if we limit our step count to something more realistic, they probably would stay out. They definitely taking over with all their fucking Olympic-style walking and gold medals and extra stuff. But, hey, half boxing. No, we read that. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Peace.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.